You're scared of tall buildings.
You know, I'm not. Yeah, I guess I am. I was going to try to defend myself, but I can't defend myself. It's very, very disconcerting sometimes to look up at the skyline, and you'll see somebody up there maybe washing a window or something, and you just say to yourself, no, not for all the money in the world could I get up there. But Julie Unruh, general assignment reporter over there at WGN Television News, did a report the other night that just scared the daylights out of me, and she's here to talk about it. Julie, are you okay? Is everything all right?
I have all of my limbs, but my husband's wondering if I'm actually sane. Yes, it's all good. I'm back on the ground.
I'll go on one.
At first, Julie, I got to tell you, we were talking about it because Bill was sitting in his living room holding onto the couch. He was so nervous. And he goes, I wonder if they made her do that. They can't force you to do an assignment, can they?
Yes, they can force me to do anything. Yes. Oh, sure they can. But you guys, this was all my idea. I have to tell you, it all sparked. This idea was born because a friend of mine in Washington, D.C. is in the concrete business, and he's running a really big, fantastic operation out there, and the Washington Post, poor photographer, some guy with a GoPro on his helmet, climbed up some stairs, and he was terrified, and I said, I can do this. Oh. I can do this. And it wasn't more like me meeting a challenge. It was more about, I bet people down on the ground either A, don't give it a second thought about what's going on up above them, or B, are like, wow, what really does go on up there? How does that whole beehive of activity really operate?
I'm so glad it worked out. I didn't even sleep on my second floor this weekend.
Steve and I both, Julie, we both saw the report and we had the exact same reaction, and that is,
I immediately sat down on the floor.
I do, but doesn't it also make you think, okay, I've got a million more questions than answers, right? I mean, as I went up there, I had so many, like, I wanted to know the men to women ratio. Like, logistically, I mean, help me out here, Wendy. I'm really like, where does a person use a restroom up here? And it wasn't even just the crane operator way up high above everybody else. Like, there's a whole level. Right now, when I was up there exactly a week ago today, on the most beautiful Chicago day there is. We couldn't have ordered it or you know, orchestrated this if we tried. It was 75 degrees. Wind gusts were maybe 10 to 15, if even that. But when you go up high, it's much windier. They've got windscreens up there. There are 100, 200 people working at a time. They're all working in concert with one another, but kind of in solitude in a lot of ways. And all I can think about is, oh my gosh, what happens if I have to go to the bathroom? I mean, you're helpless, right?
Yeah. You were at the Vista Tower, which is just a little bit east of us, just I think three buildings to the east of us, 71 stories high, if I'm not mistaken. I want to say you were up on the 71st floor, or what will be the 71st floor. The bathroom situation that you're referring to, they showed two buckets, two jugs, right? So is that an emergency bathroom situation, or is that just standard, Rob has to go to the bathroom, here's the jug?
Pal, that's SOP, standard operating procedure. Oh. It is two old vinegar bottles or whatever they can find, and that is their relief. And I'm telling you, it's people's first question, as we said in our story. Everybody wants to know, including myself. They have air conditioning. They have heating. They keep snacks nearby. They said you cannot operate without your Advil. They have water. But I know when you've got water, you're going to have to use a restroom. And as silly and as just crude as it sounds, everybody wants to know. And that's their answer.
When we worked at the Hancock Building on really windy days, you could hear the building creak. We had speakers suspended from the ceiling on little chains, and you could see them move. And in the bathrooms, you could see the toilet water kind of moving. And that's being inside the building. I can't even imagine what you felt going up on that thing.
Well, I have to tell you, when you climb up, and we did it in a couple different layers. I should just give you the way we did it was we started on the ground level and took an elevator, a freight elevator, and you're exposed, right? You can feel the air sailing through the grates of the elevator up to 59. That was okay. You know, you visually, you're talking to the person across from you. You're not thinking about it. And I want you to know, you guys know, it's all a mind game, right? You just have to sort of get over it. So I was talking, and we were all distracted with the job at hand. And my guy, Vince Tagle, who's the photographer from WGN, who did all the heavy lifting here, truly, was doing like a three-camera shoot. I mean, he was bringing up his big studio camera. He had a GoPro on his head. He put it on my chest at one point. And he had his little DSLR. I think that's what it is. I don't even know what that is. But he's got all sorts of cameras. And we're going up and just chatting. We get up to 59, and then we have to do a climb on what feel like attic stairs. If that means anything to anybody at home, you've just got wooden attic stairs that are sort of, you know, basic. But you do the climb, and you don't think about it because you're more on the interior of the building where the concrete floors are laid, and there are no real walls up yet. You know, if I wanted to throw an apple core off the side, I suppose I could have, but I didn't. And then you climb up to 65, and that's when you get up to 65 that I was like, oh, my gosh, this is how it's done. I mean, for anybody that thinks it's all about cranes and bobcats and big machines, it is human physical labor that is assembling the most magnificent skyscrapers of our skyline. And it really was just a wonderful eye-opener for me that it really does take still the work of two hands to get a great job done. And that was fantastic. I called it the beach. I said, oh my gosh, I feel like you just unloaded me on a beach because they've got the windscreens up. The sun was shining, but there was no wind. It was cutting the wind, and it was just everyone working. So yes, you understand how, you know, the construction folks of our fair city have the most incredible farmer's tan there is.
But truly, at the and beach, then, if you accidentally go a few feet to your left or your right, you won't plummet 71 stories. That's the biggest difference, I think.
I think that's true. And then, but then they kind of said, okay, you guys ready to make the climb? And I turned to Vince and I said, have we got everything we need from here? We did a couple of interviews. And then, you know, it was like, okay, yeah, we're ready to go. They said, okay, one thing, we have to climb back down to 54 from 65. And then we take more of those attic-like stairs up. But you're climbing straight up. I mean, none of it's on an incline. So first of all, I'd like to say that I was doing just fine. My lungs were certainly, you know, tasked at certain points, but I was like, wait a second. When we got higher up, I was like, wow, this is really hard work. Like, I didn't realize that I was going to be pulling up my body weight all the way up. So once we got to, let me get it right, 65 again. So we were 54 up to 65. Then you go in these metal ladders that really take you straight up to the crane. And you know what? It was just mind over matter. I just had a piece of gum in my mouth to distract me. I think the teachers let my kids chew gum in school these days to keep them focused. So I thought that was a great idea.
Wow. That is. And did you find coming down was harder? Because going up a ladder to me is not much of a problem. But coming down, it's like you have to think.
Oh, Wendy, dear Wendy, you should have done the climb with me.
No.
It was going up that was harder. And
oh, really?
Going down, I don't even remember. Honestly, I guess I'm blessed with a good forgetter, but I have no recollection of going down.
Truly,
it was all about going up.
Can I ask you, one of the crane operators you worked with said that his father did the same thing, and when he was a boy, I think he was 8 or 9 years old, his father took him up to the top of a building. How do you think that went over at home with his mom when he was a kid? You think that was okay?
I can't imagine. Ugh. I cannot imagine. I don't know, though, if it's, you know, if putting together buildings is in your blood and in your family, and who knows, for generations, maybe it's all good and fine. But they said a lot of people get so far up in the climb and a lot of people bail. So, you know, to send an 8-year-old up, maybe they don't know what they really should be afraid of. It's that whole fearless mentality, right?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I'm just stupid, I guess. It was super fun,
brave.
You guys. And it was a thrill once you're up there.
Yeah.
Would you do it again?
Yes.
You would.
I think I would. No
wow.
one's asked me that. I think I would, but I don't need to. That's the beauty of this. Check
right.
the box. I'm done.
Yeah. What are you working on now? Julie Unruh,
you know,
on the line with us.
Oh, that's so funny that you ask, because WGN lets us do a lot of different things, right? And so last week I was climbing skyscrapers, and tonight we're going to air a story about a cat convention, Chicago's very first. So I'm all over the board.
Cat, C-A-T, yeah. Kitty cat, row. Cat convention?
Are you guys cat people?
I had one once.
No.
Once? No.
I have a
I'm
dog.
Not either.
I'd rather go up high in a building, Julie.
People out there who are, yeah.
I'd much rather go up to the top of a building than have a cat. You're the bravest person I know, because honestly, I watched you. You are. I don't know how you did that last week. That was amazing.
It was super fun. And to have a story to share with people, I mean, and it's a great story to go up and see this cute guy who's up there operating all by himself. And I'm thinking, are you lonely? He's like, lonely? He's like, I've got people talking to me nonstop all day. He doesn't have music on. He's not like a surgeon who's at work with his artistry or whatever. He is literally up there just kind of taking commands, and he's focusing. I mean, I think if anything, his day probably goes really fast because he's constantly in demand.
Look at the difference between men and women. Men have a bucket. Women are you lonely?
Right.
We're caring.
Yeah, that's true.
Caring.
Great job.
You know, people say that about me all the time. So
Julie,
caring.
Great to talk to you, and a job well done. It's always fun to watch you on the Channel 9 news. Keep up the great work.
You're so nice. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. Be well.
Absolutely. It's Julie Unruh from Channel 9.
I love her.
The bravest person I know.
For going to the cat convention?
Yeah, because of the cat convention. All right, we'll take a quick break. We've got news, and then there's a whole lot more.